Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of Dirty After Dark. I'm your host, Jay Floyd. And for the next hour or so, I give you that rough, rugged, and raw that you never heard before. So this week's show is entitled Putting the Women on Blast. And ladies, that's only because this past Sunday, I put the fellas on blast. So it's only fair that I put y'all beautiful ladies on blast. Now, what I mean by putting you on blast, I mean that in regards to life, love, relationships, money, sex, marriage, children, men and women all have positives and negatives, deficiencies and liabilities and that we need to all work on. So whenever a woman says where all the good men at, I would fly back and say, where are all the right women at? But I will discuss that in so much detail. I just want to make sure that everybody's weekend went well. Everybody had a great hump day. Mine was great. Mine was a good hump day. Enjoyed my day at work. And then my daughter and I just finished grilling out, put some stuff on the grill. You know, you don't have to do it on Wednesday. You don't have to do it on a weekend. You can do it anytime you want. So I'm sitting back, relaxing with an adult beverage and looking forward to talking to my friends, family, and freaks on Dirty After Dark, putting the ladies on blast. Oh, Lord. But if you want to hit me up, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. Once again, it's 347-857-3969. So, ladies, I'm not jumping in. I'm not going all in. I mean, you know, my disclaimer is I love the ladies. I love the ladies. So, you know, I would never say anything mean or disrespectful. But in the same token, ladies, you got to be called out on some issues, just like I called out my fellas last Sunday. I wasn't afraid to call out my fellas, and I'm not afraid to call out my beautiful ladies, so please understand that. So, ladies, there's so many things I want to jump into, and I want to go in and elaborate into them. So if it feels like I'm jumping or anything like that, please let me know. But there's so many topics I want to get into. Ladies, we have problems as men. We know that. We're aware of that. And I'm sure you ladies have problems as well. Let's just use this for a relationship as for example. Let's just start off with a relationship. Ladies, when you're in a relationship, there's going to be some compatibility issues. There are going to be some things that you like and don't like. If you're compatible with your man, there are certain signs and certain things you should know. Now, granted, things will always be a bed of roses. But one of the first things, you know, when you're in a relationship, or when you really start to know that you're compatible with your mate, is that there's always a sense of humor. Even in the most serious of times, there's always a sense of humor. If he can make you laugh and you can make him laugh, that says a lot about a relationship. You know, y'all could have two nickels between each other, but if y'all can make each other laugh, that really, really goes a long way. That means that, you know, you find him funny and he finds you funny. So when your man can't make you laugh, or you're so serious that you can't joke about some of the silly things in life, then that says a lot about compatibility. Another huge point about compatibility is the sexual one. We're in 2015, so we can be rough, rugged, and raw here. Sexual compatibility may not be discussed early in the relationship, but it's definitely, definitely a huge, huge focal point, okay? If you're in a relationship and you're intimate with somebody, if you're not sexually compatible, that is a major, not a red flag, that's a stop sign, okay? And that could be going to many, many different issues. You know, it could be the way he was raised, the way she was raised, the any type of their last sexual partner, their self-esteem issues or lack thereof. You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. But if you're not sexually compatible, ladies, and I'm going to get into more deeper into that sexual compatibility portion. But that is a huge, not a red flag, but a stop sign. Shared interest. You got to be able to have some hobbies that you're interested in. Ladies, if he's a football fan, we're not saying you got to root for the same football team, but you got to have at least a general knowledge of football if you want to be compatible. If he's a hardcore Ohio State football fan, which he shouldn't, but if he is, at least be knowledgeable about who their arch rivals are. Because when him and the fellas want to go to the game, or when they want to go to the sports bar, at least you know they're playing against Michigan, which is an arch rival, and it's a huge game. And if he comes home pissed off, you'll know why. But another thing, he should be interested in some of the things you do. And I'm not saying that everything that he does you have to have a vested interest in, but at least be knowledgeable of what your man is doing. At least be knowledgeable what his hobbies and his habits are. You know, before you, he was doing these things, and after you, he'll be doing this thing. So just keep an open mind towards that. If he's a member of a local bowling team and you're not a big bowler, respect it. Understand that. You know, you may not want to go to the bowling alley every week, but, you know, maybe once a month you might want to take advantage of that. So at least have some vested shared interest that you and him can go to and be a part of. Another thing is aspirations. As far as your goals, your wants, your needs, your desires, at least be on the same page to that. You know, home mom, and because his mom was a stay-at-home mom. And you may want to be an independent feminist woman who wants to get her own thing. So there's always you got to find your aspirations. What do you want to be? What does he want to be in 5 years? What does he want to be in 10 years? So you got to, you know, one guy could be a couch potato and the other person could be a go-getter. So those are the things you definitely want to be compatible with, is your aspirations and goals. And the last and definitely not least is you got to think of the culture, your environment you was raised in, and the environment he was raised in. Your social background, your religion, your nationality. You know, maybe you was raised a Baptist and he was raised a Catholic. Or maybe he was a Muslim and you're a Jew. Maybe, you know, you was raised in the Deep South and he was raised in the Midwest. There's some definitely cultural differences, and you have to find a common ground just because, you know, when it comes to different issues. So, ladies, you got to be accommodating towards these different things when dealing with a relationship. And relationships, you know, a good relationship is the foundation to a long-term situation, and I believe leads to marriage. And women, in the end, want to get married, fellas. They do want to get married. To be married. They want to be married. A woman told me a long time ago, she said, I want a fairy tale marriage. No, she said, I want a Disney marriage. And I was like, do you want a marriage like literally on Disney World? And she's like, no, I want the horse and carriage. I want the fairy tale princess bride, prince on a white horse type marriage. I'm like, wow, you're definitely living in fantasy land. But good luck with that. Good luck with trying to find a man who's going to live up to those Prince Charming type aspirations. That's a good, hey, if she found one, then, you know, more power to her. But you got to live in the real world, ladies. Come on now. You got to live in the real world. You want a 2015, it's once again, I talked about this on Sunday and definitely last Wednesday. Ladies, you want a Renaissance man, you want a classic man, but then you're a 2015 woman, but then you want a classic man. You want a man that follows the chivalry rules, but you're a 2015 woman. Not too many women say they're old fashioned anymore. You know, where are my old fashioned women at? If you're out there, hit me up at 347-857-3969. Old-fashioned women, I could see wanting a chival, a man of Renaissance, a man of a classical man. But if you're a 2015 independent, feministic, you know, woman, it's going to be hard to adapt to that type of environment. Okay? An old-fashioned woman. And, there's the old-fashioned, the woman. And ladies, you clash with a 2015 woman. So, ladies, if you got more than two or three social media accounts, then you're probably a 2015 millennial woman. I know a few women have no Facebook and Twitter and that, and I'm like, wow, that's something. You know, I'm surprised they don't got a flip-top phone or something like that. But, ladies, there's a clash. There's a clash, okay? So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind that you're looking for one thing, but you're asking for one thing, but your lifestyle portrays another. Just keep that in mind. And ladies, you know, here's the thing about you and the relationships to begin. Another thing I want to talk about. You seem to attract unhealthy relationships to begin with. And ladies, I'm going to talk about it probably on the next show because this is going to be so much. This topic is going to be going on. But ladies, stop attracting unhealthy, awful relationships. I talked about this last time. You're the ones who control it. Like the comedian said, you got half the money and all the pussy. What's the problem? You control these relationships, but you keep creating these awful relationships. And then you go back and say, well, what happened? What happened? You created the monster, but then you don't understand why the monster broke free. Stop creating these awful relationships. You're the hinge pin. You're the catalyst. Men don't make moves until you give them access to make moves. It's a give and take relationship. The first thing, ladies, you need to stop. You need to evaluate your appearance. Okay, you need to first look at yourself from the inside out. All right. Stop attracting douchebags. Okay. If you met a dude at a club, you're probably wearing your sexy stiletto heels, got your miniskirt on, showing off the girls, got your hair done, legs looking tight, got your pedicure and all that stuff, and you run across a man, you know, looking like a douchebag. He's looking at you, he's looking at your breasts, looking at your legs, all dolled up. That's the appearance that he sees. And he's thinking, don't get me wrong, though. You could still be classy. You could still be classy and be sexy and classy. But men are very visual creatures. So your appearance sometimes dictates the type of woman that you are portrayed. Let me say that again. Your appearance sometimes dictates the first impression they get is based upon your appearance. Before you open your mouth, it's your appearance. So if you appear to be sexy slash slutty, that's what goes on in the douchebag's mind. And then he's going to talk to you as such. All right? So you dress to impress, but then you can find ways to enhance without making it look, I'm going to say it, without making it look slutty. Okay? The second thing is, ladies, stop being dramatic. Stop being dramatic. I know women and drama, do they go hand in hand? Boy, that's a very sexist thing to say, but I said it. Women and drama go hand in hand? If so, stop bringing drama to the table. Because if you bring drama to the table, all you're going to do, ladies, no one likes drama kings. No one likes drama queens. But guess what you attract? Drama kings. If you got drama in your life, guess what you're going to attract? Drama-filled men. Okay? So keep that drama. Stop being so dramatic. Keep that drama to yourself. You don't have to put all your dirty laundry out there, because if you throw all your dirty laundry out there, you're going to get nothing but bums who are going to want it. Another thing which goes along with this, have some class about yourself. And that goes with all – shout out to all of my social media ladies out there posting half-naked pics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Shout out to all of y'all, because those pictures that you put on social media for the world to see, like I talked to you, like I said before about the clothing, what those half-naked pictures form an opinion to these type of individual men. And based upon that opinion, they're going to treat you as such. Have some class, ladies. There's a time and a place to show your goods. Definitely don't need to show it out there on social media for the world to see. Okay? That's what you need to do. Keep all that sexiness, which you have tons of, keep it to yourself and keep it for that one person, and it's explode on it. There's no reason that everybody got to see your goodies. Okay? Which goes into this next one. You got to be confident. And I think women who do that are insecure. You have to be confident in yourself. You have to decide to love and appreciate yourself. And that's the first thing to do. When you start to love and appreciate yourself, you will get rid of these unhealthy relationships. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You have to love yourself. Love who you are, and don't need validation from these knuckleheads. Okay? If you're beautiful, you don't need someone else to tell you that you're beautiful. So you got to be confident in yourself. And you got to start saying yes to more things. All right? Sometimes just because you see a guy and, you know, he may not fit certain criteria, but he still shows interest, he still may be that good gentleman, you might want to say yes to that. Don't – you may want to give the guy a chance that he may not be 6 feet tall. He may be 5'9", but he's a good-hearted man. He treats you right, you know. Stop settling for these wannabe prima donna just because based on their look, and start saying yes to the more common man. Not everybody's going to have a Brad Pitt. Not everybody's going to have a Morris Chestnut or Boris Kodjo. Very few women get that opportunity. Hell, Beyonce had to settle for Jay-Z. I guess that turned out good for both of them. I know it did for Jay-Z. A few more things before I take out my first break. Ladies, you got to start setting standards. That is huge. Starts the step. You have to put in a standard of discipline. I'm not dealing with a man if he is doing this. If he's, and women have told me this all the time, if he's married, I don't deal with him. That's a standard. Now, you know, if he's living at home with his mama, I'm not dating him. That's a standard. If he doesn't take care of his kids, that's a standard. Set yourself standards. Stop trying to compromise with these rude, uncouth, mean, arrogant, asshole men. Stop it. Ladies, stop throwing yourselves pity parties real quick. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Just because he doesn't call you or talk to you, stop throwing yourself pity parties. And then what do you wind up doing? You wind up settling Buster, that douchebag, that wannabe entertainer slash rapper slash athlete slash, you know, 15 baby mama. Okay? You need to focus on you. You know what? I found myself, and this applies to me, when I start to focus on just being a better me, I attract all type of women. When I stop focusing on trying to find a person and start focusing on myself, you'll be amazed on what you see, because you've broadened your horizons, you're starting to do your hobbies, and it's like it's a eyes wide open type situation. And last but not least, real quick, you just got to believe in yourself, which goes back to confidence, which goes back to, you know, being secure in yourself. As long as you believe, things will be fine. Believe in positive people and leave all that negativity alone. You know douchebags bring negative energy, so leave those men alone, all right? So that's my first segment all wrapped up. I'm about to take a quick commercial break. When I come back from the break, I'll go in on my ladies, my beautiful, beautiful ladies. But I'm going in. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Only on 924 Network. I'll be back, ladies.
Baby, I can add to that. You see, you ain't really living.
ladies, all my ladies out there, you need a good man in your life, you might as well call Joe. Or call Jay. It's your boy Jay Floyd, Dirty After Dark, putting women on blast edition. Oh, boy, boy, boy. I mean, do I have all week to do that? No. Let me stop. So, ladies, I told you in the last segment of picking unhealthy relationships, right? Okay, so let's say you have a relationship with a man, okay? Ladies tend to still make mistakes in these relationships. Let's say you found a man that meets up to your standards and has all these other things that the qualities you like. So you found him, but now you're in the relationship and the relationship's not going the way you want it. And here's some of the reasons why, from a lady's perspective. Like I said, I already put the brothers on blast last week, so this is for the ladies. Ladies, you become a little bit overly needy, all right? Clingy, needy. Okay, you came to meet with independence, but then once we're in a relationship, you all clingy and needy. Okay, your emotions start flying out of control when you're in this relationship. Especially if your boyfriend's emotionally stable, and you come in with all of your quote unquote baggage. That can be a mistake that can lead to the breakup of a relationship because a man's not handling it. I can tell you firsthand, I consider myself emotionally stable when I got into a relationship with this particular woman, but then she had so much emotional baggage tied to her family. Oh, my goodness. And it was trying to adapt and deal with it. It was just too overbearing for me. It was really too much. She was overly needy. And then the third fact that she was jealous and extremely jealous, it just was a recipe for disaster. Okay, but on the flip side, ladies, a man needs at times, he needs to be comforted as well. And a woman who is completely unemotional, completely emotionally unavailable, that's a death knell for a relationship too. Just like you like to cry in your pillow and tell your boyfriend how you feel or your husband how you feel. A man doesn't necessarily want to cry on his pillow, but he comes home from a stressful day at work. His boss caught it, was in his ass or having a bad day, not only a bad day at work, having some family issues with his family, and he needs to vent. And you're not available for him, but he's supposed to be available for you? Not a good look, baby. There's nothing wrong with being sarcastic, but being too sarcastic. See, sarcasm can also provide a lot of humor and comic relief to a certain situation, but there's sometimes when it's kind of inappropriate. Woman just told me recently that she's very sarcastic. I was like, okay, I'm sarcastic too, but you got to be tactful. There's a time and a place because sometimes your sarcasm can hurt someone's feelings. So, and yes, ladies, men get offended too. So you got to watch what you say and how you say it. So lying, this is it. Lying is huge. If you're lying, man and female, that's a deal breaker. That is a deal breaker in any relationship because you know what? One lie leads to another lie, and those lies get bigger and bigger and stronger before you can even – the lie takes over the truth. And those lies inevitably get caught. Another thing that is huge is being unreliable. And I know women really find that in a man when he's reliable, when he's dependable, when he say he's going to be there and he's there, when he say he's going to do something, he's going to do something. It applies to women as well. When you're unreliable for whatever reason, that says a lot about your character. Now, ladies, this may be a little petty. This may be a little petty, ladies, but it's true. We don't like extremely messy. Disorganized is one thing, but extremely messy, I don't know about all that. Long time ago, I walked into this woman's house I was kicking it with. I guess we consider cut buddies, you know, at the time. She wanted a relationship, but I definitely wasn't. Walked into her house, and it was nasty. She didn't notice the roaches in the house. She didn't notice all that dirty food and sitting in the sink. She didn't notice that ratchet smell, and you live there? Nah, we can't even talk. Bedroom looked like a fire hazard. oh, no, we can't even talk. So that's a deal breaker. Now, ladies, there's nothing wrong with get your party on, but if you're in a relationship, you have to, you know, if you're not part, now, granted, he can party with his fellas and you can party with your girls, but partying too much is kind of a deal breaker for guys, too, especially when you're in a relationship. You can go out with your girls and you can go out with his guys, but you're trying to hit the, what, I was watching a documentary last month, and it was a mom who had a 13-year-old daughter, and she was partying too much. She was literally going to the nightclub 3 or 4 times a week, and she had 2 children. The 13-year-old basically became the mom for the younger child. Cooked dinner, cleaned up, got her ready for school, the whole nine. Mama leave at 6 and won't come home to 2, 3 in the morning. And that's 3 to 4 times a week. What? And then she wonder why she ain't got no man. Okay? Here's another thing. It's really a deal breaker. It's trying to get a man. Ladies, stop trying to force your boyfriend to get along with your friends or family members. Sometimes you're just not going to click. I know in my marriage, I didn't get along with all my ex-wife's friends and family, and I'm sure it was vice versa. So don't try to push your family and friends on them. If they just don't click, they don't click. You see, you care about your family and friends in one light, and you care about your man in another, but don't try to put them all together. You know what? Because it winds up being a recipe for disaster, especially when there's alcohol involved. Last but not least is poor communication. I can tell you that firsthand. That's how my marriage got dissolved, was just lack of poor communication. Okay? If we can't sit down and have a rational, reasonable, mature conversation, it's a wrap. That's it. And your body language has a lot to do with it, but just your lack of talking. And some people just don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to converse and hold a conversation with another reasonable adult. So those are just some of the things right there that, ladies, you got to do a better job at, and that's why men don't stick around. Those are some of the reasons right there, okay? Once again, ladies, I'm kind of sort of putting y'all on blast, so please don't take offense, but I'm telling you some of the things that men find as unattractive, things that men find as turnoffs, so you'll know not to do these things. And once again, ladies, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please hit me up at 347-857-3969. Now, here's some of the physical. Now, I talked about some of the emotional and those emotional aspects. Here's some of the physical aspects that we don't like that are turnoffs to us, okay, that women still do. And these things right here are one of the reasons why you don't get the love that you think you deserve. First of all, it's too much makeup. Ladies, makeup is a billion dollar business. And the right touch of makeup brings out your eyes, brings out your lips, cheekbones, what have you. However, no man wants to be dealing with a chick with looking like a circus clown. Once again, no dude wants to be dealing with a chick that looks like, you know, Homie the Clown, Ronald McDonald, anybody working from Ringling Brothers and Bottom and Belly, none of that shit. No, but no man wants that mess because it makes him look like a fool. What am I doing with a damn clown who's got cakes on makeup? You know what a woman told me? God, this woman told me years ago. She said, Jay, you'll never catch me without makeup. I said, you serious? I said, what about if I go to bed? She said, I'll make sure to go to bed before you. And I'll make sure to wake up before you wake up so I can put on some makeup. So I will never see you without makeup. What about I decide to go in the shower? No, you won't. I'll make it happen. Are you serious? If you're in the shower and I decide to come on in, you won't let me in because you ain't got your makeup on? Oh, no, not going to happen. Another thing real quick. Ladies, I know y'all hate to admit this, but some of y'all ladies have body odor. I got to say it. Some ladies have a body odor thing, and it may just be hormones or just perspiration or the lack of AC and different things. So it's not too bad, but let's face it. Men don't like stank women, and women don't like stank men. You know, body odor, you know, what you eat, sometimes what you drink is in your pores. We don't find that attractive, ladies. We don't. So if you know it's going to be, put it this way, ladies, if you know you're going to be out and about at a picnic with your man, have the proper body sprays and deodorants and powders on. Hell, you expect us to do them. You expect men to have on deodorants and powders and lotions. And so it's only says, ladies, body odor is important. Now, this is a touchy subject. Facial hair. Ladies, Facial hair. That's a, you know, there's no reason for you to grow a unibrow. I know you're a hairy woman. I know you were born hairy, and I understand. But facial hair is that's kind of a, you know, I don't really know how to address this because I've noticed, you know, I used to know a woman. See, I got experiences for all of this. I got situations and stories for all this. I used to know a neighbor. I used to live in a spot, and I used to know this neighbor. She was a really nice neighbor, and she actually was trying to flirt on me a couple of times. But she had the worst mustache. And she was a lighter shade woman, and you had a mustache. But then you wonder why men don't want to want to go out with you. She wasn't a bad-looking woman, but damn, baby, you need to address that mustache. So please, ladies, if you have any type of facial hair, there are bazillion options to take care of that, you know. And I know, you know, laser hair removal and strips and all this other stuff. Hey, do what you got to do. Ladies, you are the biggest critics of your keeping your hair done and keeping your nails done. So unkept hair. Now women that have that bad head, they just wake up. I know my ladies of color take care of their hair. They put it in wraps. They put pins in them, rollers, you name it. And when it comes to your nails, hey, getting your manicures and pedis done, awesome. That's a must. I have a 13-year-old daughter, and I'm trying to instill this. You know, she's a black woman because she keeps a hair rag around her head. She goes to bed with a wrap on. Boy, I gotta love it. Boy, I'm raising me a woman of color because she keeps a wrap around her head. Got to work on the nails though, but she still gets her toes though, so got to work on them. Oral hygiene. Lady, no man wants to be messing with a chick with bad breath or messed up teeth. Chicks got stains on their teeth like they've been smoking Pall Malls for like years. Good gracious. But then you want a sexy man yourself, but then your teeth is jacked up. I know everybody gets, you know, throat gets dry, but pop a mint. Pop some gum. I keep gum on me. So, men may like it, but women, look, ladies, men got tats, women got tats. There's nothing wrong with tattoos, but tramp stamps. That's another story. Sexy tribal things are cool, but just straight up tramp stamps. That's not a good look. Especially when you're showing it off, not a good look. And all around, just bad attire. When your stuff, you know, you wear. Men don't find women who are wearing stuff that's too tight for them, and they got like a little belly, or stuff that's too loose for them, and they trying to look cute. Come on, you gotta know your appearance. You gotta know your attire. You gotta know what to dress. Come on, ladies, you've been in the game longer than guys are, so you know what dress looks good on you that accentuates and shows off your goodies. With it shows off your accents, your goodies, but it all kind of hides the other stuff. If you're a lady with a flat chest, you ain't going to be trying to show off your boobs. You're going to be trying to show off your other assets. Well, if your lady who got a little stomach there, you ain't gonna be trying to show that off. But women who try to show it off anyway, that's unattractive. So, oh God, I'm at the break already. Damn, y'all ladies got me talking and talking and talking and talking. I'll just say this, ladies, real quick. A few more turnoffs that men don't like. We don't like masculine women. We don't. If we're a heterosexual man and we're looking for a heterosexual woman, then be feminine. There's no reason you'd be hard. Say that for us. Okay? You and your tomboy stage, that was back when you was a kid. Now you're a grown woman with heels and got shoe collections and got shoe fetishes. There's no reason for you to be a tomboy. Okay? Just keep those things in mind. So I'm about to go on my another break. God, I tell you, 20 minutes be flying by. But when I come back from the break, I'm going to give you that rough, rugged, and raw like I always do. All right, I'll be back. 924 Network, Dirty After Dark. It's your boy, Jay Floyd. My last segment, that's when I get rough, rugged, and raw. I get dirty. That's that Dirty After Dark. And I would not fail y'all, but I want to bring a couple things. I think this putting women on blast thing, I was getting some feedback from it. I'm not necessarily putting you beautiful ladies on blast. I'm just trying to bring out some things that you may want to try to improve and work on when trying to find your perfect mate. Okay? We men are going to be what you're looking for if you're willing to put in the time to work in the same thing. Men want, well, let me back up. Let me back up for a second. Ladies, there are good men out there. You'll know the signs if your man is hubby material, okay? Real quick, you'll know when you got a good man, because I've always get the question, where are all the good men? You'll know if you got a good man if he makes you feel beautiful inside and out no matter what. If you're having your cycle and you're not feeling so fresh and not feeling so cute, he still brings you chocolate and flowers and roses and wants to rub your tummy and give you a bath and all that stuff, then, you know, that's hubby material. Also, ladies, a good man is going to be your biggest fan. He is, yay, he is on your team. Matter of fact, he's the president and he's the founder and he's the CEO of your biggest fan club, okay? He is, you know, you got hubby material when he can't keep his hands off you. Public displays of affection are one thing, but he just can't keep his hands off you. You could be anywhere. If he's not holding you or touching you or caressing you or trying to cop a feel, I don't know. But if he's doing all of that, that's hubby material, okay? You know you got hubby material, ladies, when he's bragging about you to his friends to the point it becomes obnoxious. Do I have to hear another thing about your girl? She does everything but fly around the world and save kids out of a burning bus. Damn, I know she's all that in a bag of chips. Why does she have a sister? And if she does, why does her sister don't look nothing like her or act anything like her? You know. One thing about, you know, you got a good man and he's hubby material. If he's motivated to work hard and be successful so he can start a family, have children, and live a better life. If he's motivated to go back to school, to get in shape, to find him a better job, to do things to make himself better, he is hubby material, ladies, okay? If family is important to him, he's hubby material, ladies, which goes back to what I said last week. Ladies, if a man does not care about his family or his children, he's not a good man. If he's not spending time with his family or his children, he's not a good man. Family is important to a hubby type man, okay? If he's loyal to you, you know, it's okay to have the glancing eyes, but at the end of the day, he's swirling them eyes back around you. It's a good thing, okay? His loyalty is with you. You know his whereabouts. You know where he's going before he does. That's a good man. That's hubby material. You know you got a good man when he makes you feel better by just being there with you. When he brightens up your day and you can have a shitty day, or he comes in the room, he makes you feel better about yourself and just makes you feel better, period. That's wife. That's hubby material. That's a good man. So when you ladies keep asking me, where do I find a good man? Just look at what defines good men. You may have one right underneath your nose and don't even know it. You have a good man if he's patient. Ladies, it's funny, and I think I mentioned it. A friend told me that her girlfriend gave up the cookies after talking to a man for a couple of months because they had agreed on a relationship, but upon their first date, she gave up the goodies. Ladies, if he's patient, don't get me wrong now in that situation. I don't know. I mean, men are not going to turn down the opportunity. But if he's patient, if he's willing to work, if he's willing to understand that this, you are a golden child, you're a beautiful woman, then that's a keeper. There are so many things that constitute husband material. But you're overlooking it, looking at all that bad boy shit, and you're overlooking it, and that's why you're not finding the man that you're looking for, because you are not setting your standards. Okay? So with that being said, let's get to the bedroom side. Let's get to the sex. We got to get to the sex. Okay. Ladies, men love to have sex. We love it. So if you're in a relationship or somewhat of a relationship, friends with benefits, fuck buddies, cut friends, whatever you want to call it, men have issues in the bedroom too. And here are some of the things that may affect a man's psyche, okay? Of course, the number one thing is performing with a woman. And this is this is part of the bashing segment because I want you ladies to understand what a man goes through when he's trying to fulfill all of your fantasies, okay? It's performance issues. It's anxiety. We're too excited. We're overly excited. I'm telling you ladies this because so you can help your man with these situations, okay? The reason why he may be having some performance issues could be anxiety. It could be fear. It could be all different types of things. But you got to be patient. You got to be understanding. You got to be able to work with him through these situations. Another reason is his past partners. Now, you know, his past partners could be, you know, let's just say they could be very plain Jane and you are off the chain and he's kind of not used to that, okay? She may be a little bit more experienced than you may not be, so he's trying to get used to that. And then the thing about a man is, and what ladies got to understand is, ladies, we're concerned about keeping you interested. You know, keeping the sex game going on, keeping it tight, keeping it right, keeping it exciting, keeping it fun, you know. And because of that, we're more fearful of what you may say, you know, what you may think if he doesn't make you come. I just read a thing today that Nicki Minaj says every time she's in a sexual encounter, the man has to make her come. That's it. She has to get an orgasm. It's part of her contract. Now, Nicki, did I say you got to make a man get his as well? Because that, you know, that's a lot of pressure on a brother. I don't care if he's freaking a porn star or you know, a guy fresh out of jail. That's a huge requirement. That's a huge. You're putting a lot of pressure on a brother. So, ladies, I say this in the sexual arena that the reason sex does have to play a role in the relationship. You got to be able to give him that good love, and he's got to be able to give you that good love. He's got to be able to be himself. You will get the best love making from your man if you allow him to be himself. If you let him explore your body, and then you could still get yours. Because I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I've never noticed a woman who says, I want a quickie. I mean, they will prefer to have the extended version than the quick version. 90% of the time, but there are times you want to get that quickie in because you got to go back to work or whatever, or you in a situation you want to get it in real quick. But women would prefer to have a long extended session than a quick session. And if that's the case, ladies, guide your man into that foreplay. Let him be him. A man just wants to jump on it and tear it up. Guide him into that. Guide him into that foreplay. Guide him to start playing with the toes and the ankles and the knees and the legs and the inner thigh, not only just the vagina and the clitoris. Play around the belly button. Of course, playing with your breasts, but the underside of the breasts, the top of your breasts, your arms, your elbows. And work. Let him work his way up and then do the same thing on your back. Allow him to explore your body, and you will be golden. Men need to have that, and contrary to popular belief, men need to have that emotional connection with you. We want to feel you mentally, not only sexually. Just because we're digging you out doesn't mean we're emotionally connected, you know? You got to be emotionally connected to your partners, ladies. And when it comes to the sex arena, yes, it's that physical pleasure, but it's that emotional as well. That emotional pleasure will have both of y'all in a euphoria of pleasure and passion. Sex is just get it in and keep it moving. So I'm stressing to you ladies that you've got to be able to please your man. But in order for you to please your man, you got to understand him and allow him to be fun, to be experimental, to be creative. But don't pressure him. Just allow him to explore those situations. And the more you do that, the better off he'll be. I guarantee it. Sex is so much fun. It's so much more fun when you got two people exploring new boundaries, testing the waters, and being emotionally connected, as well as just physically and sexually connected. All right, ladies, come on. Go out there and please your man, but allow him to please you. Allow him to find those spots. Okay? Allow him to do that. So I don't think I bashed y'all ladies too bad today. I don't think I did. I think I was very nice. But, ladies, I'm going to let you know, I only scratched the surface because I did not get into marriage. I didn't get into children, and I didn't get into money. Oh, I think I will save that for the next episode. I'm just going to put Dirty After Dark, marriage, money, and children. I think I'm going to have to do it that way because, ladies, those three there are defining moments of any relationship. So I'm going to tease y'all and save that for y'all next week or maybe this weekend, depending on if y'all really want it. If y'all really want it, y'all hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Blog Talk. You know, hit me up at 347-857-3969 and let me know if you want me to get into that Dirty After Dark marriage, money, and children before next Wednesday. But I will tell you this, ladies. Finding a good man requires you to be the right woman. Finding a good man requires you to make sacrifices and to be the best woman you can possibly be. Because if you're confident in yourself, if you're confident in who you are as a woman, then a man's going to notice that. You don't have to worry about that. Ladies, you don't have to worry about that. Stop worrying about what he may think and start worrying about what you think. Remember, you're the ones who control this. You're the ones who control it, and you got to be the best you can possibly be. And I challenge you, ladies, you know, to challenge yourself. To be the finest and the smartest and intelligent, you're the millennial women anyway. You have more opportunities than your mothers and grandmothers and great grandmothers. Yes, there are 7 billion people out there, but you're gonna have to explore. You're gonna have to get outside of your shell, get outside of your environment, and go elsewhere. Not all the men are in Atlanta or Philly or Jersey, or D.C., or Miami, or Orlando, or Tampa, or Detroit, or Philly. You're going to have to go abroad. You're going to have to expand and widen your horizons to find that good man. All the good men in Atlanta may be gone, or in D.C., or in Charlotte, or in Tampa, or whatever. But that doesn't mean there's not good men in general. There are great men out there looking for a strong woman. But you need to stop settling for them busters, them bullshit otters, them douchebags, and them assholes. Leave those men alone because all they're going to do is bring trouble, heartbreak to your life. What's a married man going to do for you? Let's be honest. What's a married man going to do for you? Okay? You're above that, and they're beneath you. So with that being said, I want y'all to have a wonderful and blessed evening. And please tell a friend, spread the word about Dirty After Dark on the 924 Network. It's your boy, Jay Floyd. I'll holler at you. Peace.